You know, Christmas is such a rich season, such a wonderful time of the year, that it means many things to many people. We can think of the beauty of Christmas, and it is magnificent. We can think of the wonder of Christmas, the lights of Christmas. But I wonder, do we ever really think about the power of Christmas? How the message of Christmas that we celebrate today, here in this chapel, in the sanctuary, and around this church, and around the world, might actually change our lives. It might even actually change the world. That is a central part of the Christian message that is sometimes not proclaimed. So just a few moments, let me just remind us of parts of the Christmas story that proclaim this. In the Gospel of Luke, we have shepherds minding their own business, minding their flocks at night, when suddenly angels appear around them. And the glory or the light of the Lord shines around them. And they're terrified. Then the message comes. Don't be afraid. For to you, this day, in the city of David, a Savior is born, the Messiah, the Lord. And their world literally changed. Our world literally changed forever. In the Gospel of Matthew, another angel appears, another message, this time announcing that the absolute impossible is about to happen. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he shall have a very, very special name, Emmanuel. God is with us. The Lord is with us. He will deliver his people. And the world changed. Then Matthew tells us that suddenly there was a strange phenomenon in the air. There's a star. There's a light in the heavens. And this light is guiding the Magi from the east to the creche. And it's announcing that God's gift is not just for the Jewish people. It is for all people. It is for every one of us. And the world changed. We turn to the Gospel of John, which was read just a moment ago, and John chooses not to give us a story, a Christmas story. He gives us, however, the Christmas message in symbolic terms. The Word became flesh, and we have seen his glory. And now a light shines into the darkness. And John adds to Isaiah, the darkness cannot overcome it. And the world will change. This is a crucial piece of the message of Christmas. That it has the power to actually change our lives and actually change our world. But the question is, do we believe it? Have we ever actually seen that happen? I'm going to show you a miracle, a genuine miracle. Some of you have seen this, some of you have not. It doesn't look like much. This changed the world, or rather, what this symbolized changed the world. This is a Princess Mary Christmas box that was made, says Christmas of 1914. It was given to the soldiers on the Western Front during World War I, 5 months into it. It contained a few things, some tobacco, it was 1914, some chocolate, glad to have that, and Christmas cards from Princess Mary, from King George and Queen Mary. Just a little something to give to the soldiers so that as they were on the Western Front, they might have a little bit of Christmas cheer in their life. As these boxes were being passed out, something astounding started to happen. It's a true miracle. Something strange was happening on the Western Front. At 8:30 p.m., an officer of the Royal Irish Rifles reported to his headquarters, rang him up. The Germans have turned the lights on. They're illuminating the trenches. Now, you don't do that because it invites people to shoot at you. They're singing Christmas carols. They're wishing us Merry Christmas. compliments are being exchanged from both sides. Rifleman Oswald Tilley told his parents in a letter home, literally hundreds of soldiers on both sides where he was put their guns down, came out of their trenches, walked into no man's land, and began to greet each other. French, German, British, leaving trenches, entering no man's land, exchanging season's greetings, exchanging food. They shared what was in the boxes, and they shared souvenirs. Some even played soccer. One account says that the Germans won 2-3, but the Germans were suspicious because the judge, the referee, was a Scot, and you can't trust them again. This is the famous Christmas truce of 1914. It wasn't official. Nobody ordered it. The generals didn't ask for it. Matter of fact, the generals were upset. How dare soldiers behave in this unsoldierly kind of way? But for a brief moment, on the Western Front, and 2 weeks later on the Eastern Front with Russia, what we celebrate here tonight literally had the power to bring World War I to a halt, briefly, but it did. Its message of hope, its message of love, its message of peace was more powerful than what the generals wanted to happen. And for a brief time, the world all over Europe changed. And so tonight, or this afternoon, we gather here in this chapel and we get an invitation. We are invited to receive for ourselves and to proclaim to the world the power of Christmas. The power to overcome whatever it is in our lives that we struggle with, and maybe even be bold to say the power to address some of the world's our problem deals with, whatever the darkness is. We do this in this service symbolically. The candle in the middle, the white candle, is symbolic of Christ's birth, of Christ coming into the world, of God's gift of love. At the end of the service, we're simply going to take some of that light. It will simply be shared with you. The sanctuary will be plunged into kind of darkness, and we'll simply pass the light to one another. As we do that, what you're going to see is this room fill up with light, even though all the lights have been turned down. What we celebrate tonight literally has the power to change lives and to change the world. The question is, are we bold enough? Do we dare to do what some soldiers did a long time ago? Claim that power, seize that power, and make it our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.